15. Dalton's eyesight. A. Sutcliffe and A. P. D. Sutcliffe. John Dalton, 1766 to 1844, was a famous English chemist who did much valuable work on the elements. It is not so generally known that he was colorblind. This is explained in the passage below. The authors are father and son. When the father was first a science teacher at Cambridge, he began collecting stories about scientists, and this hobby continued until he had a large number. These have now been published by him and his son under the titles Stories from Science 1 and 2, 1962. This piece comes from the first of these books. Bright colours, especially red, appear in many stories about Dalton, because his eyesight was not like that of most people. He was colorblind. Little was known about this defect of vision until he made a very thorough study of it and published his results in 1794. Most people, he wrote, can see that there are six different colors in the spectrum: red, orange, yellow, green, blue, and purple. But he could not. Red to him seemed little more than a shade or defect of light, gray. Yellow, orange, and green looked almost the same as red, but he said that he could distinguish blue and purple. Dalton did not know that his eyesight was somewhat peculiar until one day in his boyhood when he was watching soldiers. One of the boys with him mentioned the brilliant colour of the red coats of the soldiers, but Dalton said that they looked the colour of grass. All the other boys laughed at him, and this made him think that his eyes differed from theirs. But he was not finally sure of this until he was 26, when his attention was fixed on some flowers. Much later in life, he gave this account of what he saw. I accidentally observed the colour of the flower of the geranium by candlelight in the autumn of 1792. The flower was pink, but it appeared to me almost an exact sky blue by day. In the candlelight, however, it was astonishingly changed, not having then any blue in it, but being what I called red. I supposed that the change of colour would be equal for all, and I requested some of my friends to observe it. But I was surprised to find that they all agreed that the colour was not much different from what it was by daylight. In another statement about his colour blindness, Dalton wrote, "Pink appears by daylight to be sky blue, a little faded. By candlelight, it has an orange or yellowish appearance. Crimson appears a muddy blue by day, and crimson wool is much the same as dark blue." The defect in Dalton's eyesight led to an exchange of letters with one of his friends. Dalton had written, "I boldly state with grave face that pinks and roses are light blue by day and a reddish yellow by night, and that crimson is a bluish dark colour." His friend made fun of this. "I find by your accounts that you must have very imperfect ideas of the charms which cause beauty in the female sex. I mean that rosy blush of the cheeks, which you so admire for being light blue." The letter then continued that if Dalton knew of a girl with such an exceptional complexion, she would be a fitter object for show than for a wife.